I'm Ashley Holmes, a licensed realtor dedicated to helping you find the house of your dreams. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, whether you're buying or selling or both, if you're looking for an agent who truly cares, I can help you achieve your goals, and you can trust that I will be with you beyond the sale. If you have questions about the real estate market, your home's value, investment opportunities, or first-time homeowner programs, I'm here to help. I'm based in Louisiana, but have a nationwide network of realtors to help you with your real estate needs wherever you are. Visit soldbyash.com, and I'd love to chat with you about your real estate goals. That's soldbyashe.com. That's soldbyashe.com.
Welcome to another episode of Sunshine from Heaven. Let's dive right in. Today's scripture becomes from Psalms 121, verses 3 through 8. I'll be reading the New Living Translation. Ready? Let's read. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. I've read to you Psalms 121, verses 3 through 8. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of His word. I encourage you to read God's word for yourself. I saw this video the other day where a mama deer stood in the highway risking her life, hoping to get someone's attention, anyone. And once a person did stop, the deer led them to where her baby doe was tangled in a fence. This person took care in untangling the deer as the mother deer stood and watched. And once the baby deer was untangled, mom and baby hopped off. Not before mom stopped and looked back as if to say thank you. And then off into the woods they went. This story could have ended much different. And unfortunately, many times it does. But we can get to see so many miracles every day that we often take them for granted. Sometimes not even recognizing that we've seen a miracle. Good parents watch, love, and are very protective over their children. How much more do you think God loves and watches over us? God is not caught off guard by anything that we're doing or anything that we're thinking about doing. And He is very much aware of who and what we are. While we were yet sinning, Jesus still died so that we might have life and have it more abundantly and even get to spend eternity with the Father if we choose Him over the things of this world. When we choose Him, this life is not for us to do any and everything that we choose to do, because everything that's good to you isn't necessarily good for you. He has given us another opportunity so that we can show and tell others about His goodness and His mercy. I pray that God opens your heart and your mind to see all the love and miracles that God pours upon us every day, so that someone may see the goodness of God in you, in this world that is so full of sickness and sin, but still is filled with the love of our Father, with access to the Holy Spirit if we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. May God bless you and keep you this day, and I hope that you choose to share a little sunshine. Don't forget to follow Sunshine from Heaven on Instagram and subscribe to the Sunshine from Heaven podcast. It doesn't cost anything. It just alerts you when new episodes are available. May God bless you and keep you this day. I love you with the love of Christ.